Hello, friends, and welcome to the end of effort introduction. I'm going to do a little bit more of an explanation and a fullness of why end of effort. Why did we start it? My wife and I, many of you have that know us, understand the journey that we have been on. At least you've seen segments and seasons and snippets on social media, but those of you that are close to us and know us, you've seen the shifts and the changes and the paradigm transformational points in our lives, and you've gone through the same. So I know that there's a lot to this journey. And one of the main reasons why Amy and I wanted to start this is because, first of all, our paradigm has been shifted so much, it's almost at breakneck speed, if you know what I mean. We are in an accelerated time, I believe that, because knowledge is covering the earth and it's speeding up things, technology and the rest. So I really believe what's happening is God is just helping us and he's preparing us, meaning the entire church worldwide. And where we've come from, this multi-personality, multifaceted, multi-split denominational doctrinal stance, God is bringing us to himself. And because he can't help himself anymore, he loves us so much that he wants to see his body grow and change and become more loving. We're known by our love, not necessarily our doctrinal stances and our own pet peeves and I'm right, you're wrong, and this is what the scripture says and there's no gray area. Can I just tell you that there is gray area in scripture because of the translations? Not the pure unadulterated word, but because of the translators. Okay, please hear me on that. Translators have gotten some of it wrong. And if you do an in-depth study on whatever translation you have, you will see that they were mere mortal men and women that did their best to translate. This is where Holy Spirit fills in the gaps. This is where he comes and he really gives us the revelation we need in the midst of the mistranslations, okay? So here where I'm coming from, please, is you will begin to see things differently than you had when you first started this journey down the road. I guarantee it. Your paradigm will shift next year from what it is this year. It doesn't mean that there aren't absolutes, like Jesus dying on the cross. He's resurrected. He indwells within humanity. The blood and what the blood has done, and on and on. Those things are a fact. They're truth. Okay? But where things shift and change and our mentalities and the way we believe certain points of reference in Scripture, the way we believe a certain Scripture will begin to mature and change as we grow and change with Him. See, because we're in a limited perception. We're in a limited, limited maturity at certain points in our life. If the kingdom of God is expanding and growing, guess where it expands and grows? In you and I and the earth, okay? Through you and I. So what that means is if you don't have a level of peace, your mind is going to be renewed if, in fact, you stay connected to the vine in wanting to know these things and grow and develop and change and listen to the Holy Spirit when he brings a truth and illuminates something to our lives, right? So things will begin to change and shift of how you used to believe. Again, we're not changing who we believe in. Jesus is an absolute. And here's where people have gotten off. They get a revelation of grace or mercy or a revelation of the freedom that we have in oneness with love with him. And they take that all over the map. They do these pendulum swings and then they wind up walking away from Jesus because they've been burned in a system. They've been burned by religion. They've been burned by some control freak of some way, shape, or form. Whatever the case may be, a religious spirit. And so what happens is they begin to unplug, shut down, and tune out, and then they wind up walking away from the four walls of the church and Jesus. Now, you can never really walk away from Jesus, I don't believe, because he's everywhere, all right, by his Spirit. But you can certainly unplug your thought processes, your mind, your mentality, and kind of go your way and do your thing. But love will always, always surround your life, and it will become miserable without love. You're never really without it, but you know what I'm saying? It's God is love. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's all-powerful. And he doesn't relent on his pursuit after us. So, but you can certainly check out and numb out. Okay, we understand that to be true. But what we're doing is we're always growing. Like Ephesians 4 says that we're growing into the full stature and measure of the man Christ Jesus. Or in other words, we're developing in full measure in the love of God, because God is love. So our love is growing and expanding, and we're always maturing in those paradigms. So having said all that, to say that, look, we are really in a very interesting time and space in this current time and space. today, just say today, all right? So we're in an interesting place, and here's why. Because things have been accelerated in the Spirit so that Jesus can have us all to himself. He's helping us. He's invading our world. He'll never come in and control our lives, but he certainly is making himself known, in other words. And so because of revelation, because of understanding and paradigm shifts, we're touching the spirit world more than we have ever before. In other words, the veil is getting thinner and thinner between the natural and the spirit world. We see it in the movies. We see it and hear it in different life stories around the world. You may have experienced it. I have experienced it in some way, shape, or form. So never before in history have we been here. And it's true. Things have changed. Things are changing because of technology and knowledge covering the earth. So this is why we're at this moment in time of a place called end of effort. And we're going to explain a lot more of what this means as you come and visit the podcast and the site and dive into the revelation that's pouring through Amy and I, and we open ourselves up to with Jesus. We don't open ourselves up to any weird stuff, but Jesus himself. And so you're always going to hear us refer back to him. He is the main person. He is the main idea. He is the main truth to why we live and move and have our being. So we always know he is ground zero. He is our rock. He is our stability. But surrounding that, we've learned that, look, our paradigm has shifted from one of striving, sweat, and toil, trying to make something happen, whether it's getting someone saved or making the vision or the dream happen, because after all, he said to go ye into all the world and do the great commission, you know, cast out devils and heal the sick and open the eyes of the blind and go out there and make a difference in the world, right? So we've come from type A drivenness to a place called rest. And this is important because I believe this is for every believer. It's not just, oh, that's your own little conviction, John. No, it's not. And we're going to explain why as we go, how Jesus is beckoning his bride, his church, to come sit with him in the heavenlies in a place called rest, so that we can move forward and advance from that place of soul rest, of mind rest, of knowing and living and moving and having our being in his nature, which is rest. His nature, he sits in the heavens and he laughs. Whenever you see God sitting anywhere and laughing, that screams rest. Okay, so we're going to unfold this as we go in the character and the nature of Christ, and we're going to unveil why he's at rest, why he's at peace, why he's not wringing his hands and freaking out like everybody else is, why he's got this thing right where he wants it to be in the world and with his believers as they grow. But what he wants us to understand is his character and his nature and our posture in that, and just how one we are with peace and joy and rest and the fruit of the Spirit. So you'll hear Amy and I talk a lot about the fruit of the Spirit because all nine elements are embedded in rest. We'll talk about what it means to sit in the heavenlies, listening to his wisdom, and then move from the leads and the prompts. We'll talk about how we're one with Christ in every way. And so if we're one with calm in the midst of the storm, then that will reveal itself out and through our lives, through us. So the things have changed. So you may have seen, if you followed us for any amount of time, you may have seen a site called Launch It. At one point, we had the Flight Center. And we've had G220. That was a concept that really wasn't like a full-blown, you know, ministry kind of, you know, thing. It was a concept, and we were playing with that for a little while. Launch It is very much still there. What Launch It is, in a nutshell, is Launch It came, and the subtitle, by the way, is Launching Love Specialties. And what that is still very much a part of what End of Effort is. So Launch It is kind of that place you come to where you understand that it isn't by our own effort, sweat, and toil. What effort means, by the way, is a mental stress. That's the place we're coming from in that definition. A mental exertion, a striving, a force to it. And so really we've come through that, and now we're doing things from a place called rest. And believe me, it's still being cultivated in us, but we're seeing this and moving in this and resting in this a lot more. So Launch It is about moving out into the timing. When the timing and the prompts and the leads come from the Lord, then it's important to know, to be still enough to know when those are happening, and then move into the sphere of influence, the mountain, whatever you want to call it, of your calling, but come from the base camp of rest, the base camp of peace, the base camp of a stillness. Why is that important? It's important because if we're known by our love, then you're known by your rest. If we're known by love, then we're known by grace and peace. If we're known by love, then we're known by the kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy intertwined in relationship with Holy Spirit. Okay? So that is the character and the nature of the Christ in us, Christ Jesus in us. So, I'm just giving you a little bit. I'm giving you a nutshell, an overview of why we're doing this. Okay, so we still have Launch It, and that happens. We'll be holding more gatherings in the future where we talk about end of effort, coming to the end of your own effort, and then moving out in His power, His strength, and His leads through peace. So that will culminate into launching out in your love specialty. We call the call of God and the work you were sent to planet Earth to do, or the assignment, we call them love specialties. In other words, a love specialty is how you reveal Christ by and through what you do as far as work is concerned, or just having your being every day. But specifically for the work you were sent here to do, you have a specialty that the Lord has given you. That could be, another word, could be gifts, talents, or abilities, or everything intertwined in that. So, but it's important to know that we don't do this from a formula, but we do it from a place of relationship. And so that brings out a whole nother area of authenticity and realness and being true to who you are. And again, those things we will talk about. So we still have Launch It. G220 is kind of on the back burner because we're still looking at that and looking at that at all sides and seeing what that really is about. G220, by the way, stands for Galatians 2:20, just so you know. So, and then the Flight Center was something that we were just toying with, and we had that up for a little while, and we're like, okay, what about this, Lord? So we're looking at all facets of what that meant. And the Flight Center had to do with plane analogies and jet analogies, and we still incorporate those things into our teachings. So that hasn't gone away completely either. In other words, what I'm relaying to you is sometimes you don't have all the pieces. And so you do something for a little while, and it doesn't mean you're changing and you're flighty and you're flaky and you're weird. It just means that you're growing into something. So rather than being stagnant on an aim or being stagnant on a concept or a paradigm like religion does and is very good at, we have tried to be flexible and move with the Lord each and every time He tells us to move or asks us to move. And sometimes that changes names. Sometimes it changes teachings. Sometimes it changes messages. And so we have to be flexible to be honed in on that if we want to be in the center of who He is in us. So that's what's been happening with us. We are not ones to settle on just some thing and think, oh yeah, I've got it now. This is 100% accurate and true. And we're camping right here. If we did, then we would be looking at birthing another denomination. Okay? That's how we get denominations. We camp on a truth, and then we birth a Methodist denomination or a Pentecostal or whatever. So we don't want to go there either. We don't want to do that. So, but Amy and I have been being honed in, and now we feel like, man, this is more of the center, not arriving by any means, but this is more of the center core, center mass, if you will, the bullseye of where God has led us to, end of effort. The subtitle is Where Survival Ends and Creativity Begins. I just love that because that really speaks true to where Amy and I have come from and where humanity is coming out of, the survival mentality, flight or flight in the church, and moving into wild creativity. So that's advancing the kingdom from a place of rest. Creativity equals rest. Rest equals creativity. And we'll explain a lot more of what that means. So end of effort is where we're at right now. And we plan on just kind of just chewing on this and looking at every side and letting it grow inside of us and massaging this, if you will, in the spirit and watching what takes place. But man, it feels good. It feels good to end your own self-effort. And boy, that's a process, isn't it? That's an unveiling. It's an eye-open awakening experience each and every moment if you're open to change and shifting and letting God grow you exponentially. Let me tell you something. End of effort, the end of your sweat, the end of your striving will bring rest to your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, and you will feel way better. It's kind of like eating a big, huge salad when you've been eating a lot of junk over the years, and you're finally shifting and changing in your mindsets, and then you eat this fresh, big, beautiful salad. Your body screams for it, and after you're done eating it, then you're like, wow, my body thanks me for that. That's what it feels like when you come to the end of your own effort. So, a little more of a fullness of the explanation, and I know that may not quench your thirst, if you will, on what it means in the, you know, what are you talking about, John, end of effort, but it will, I promise you, it will as we go along and you partake in the podcasts. I also would like to suggest, if you really want to go deep on this thing and listen to extended, in-depth teachings, please consider joining our area that's in the premium section called End of Effort Immersion group there. And you'll see it on the site. You just click on it. It's $11.11 a month. Very, very inexpensive. 1111 is just the number the Lord gave us for transformation. And so He said, okay, 1111 a month. And what that is, it's not just another ministry asking for money, okay? Please just kind of put that out of your mind, because what it is 1111, the money, the small amount each month really gets behind really what we're doing and believes in. If you believe in the message, then it helps us in several ways. But it also helps to just keep the site going, because we do pay a monthly fee for the site. And it's not a small amount. So just the logistical things on that. And then As it grows, we'll be able to expand into doing live events, expand into the writing materials. We're currently writing a book called End of Effort, and the same subtitle. And so it just helps us in those ways, okay? So you won't hear us begging for money. We don't believe that's kingdom mentality. We don't believe that's kingdom provision, because after all, we've come to the end of effort. So everything's being added to now as you're creative. So this is our creativity for you and to you. So another way to look at it is, if we had some artwork for sale at an art show, and you came up and purchased one of those pieces because you're like, wow, I just got to have that. I love it. This really speaks to me. Same thing. This is our artwork. This is our creativity. So if you believe in it, go ahead and join there. And then once you see the books come out, if you want to pick up some books on Amazon or the Kindle version, great. Wonderful. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you so much for helping. So end of that. End of effort. I tell you, it's a beautiful time to be alive. It's wonderful. And we're going to have a lot of fun with this. So thank you so much for listening. And we look forward to seeing you and hearing from you on the site.